Medical Missionary Work in Southern California. Los Angeles, California, September 15, 1902. Report of Council Meeting, held at 2021 Pennsylvania Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 7 a.m., Monday, September 15, 1902. C. Santee. Some time ago, the question of securing the Hill Street property was up, but we thought from the light you had given us that it was not best to locate in the city. When Dr. Moran came back, he said that you were in accord with the plans proposed, not to raise money from our people, but from others. They to go ahead and build, and we to occupy. But there had not been anything more received by us further than what he brought back from his visit. In a later meeting, the doctor said he would go ahead himself through some companies here, who were willing to put up the building on that site and get the titles clear. But he said he did not want to do it unless it was in accord with the judgment of his brethren in the matter, and wished some action as to how we felt about it. After talking the matter over, we told him that it was only a few days until you would be here, and we would rather defer it until you came and could counsel with us. I think the doctor could tell you what his plans have been with the building association and others in regard to it. Sister White. I was all ready to come, and expected to come, but our brethren thought that there was no need of it, because they were coming down, you know, at a certain time. And I was very glad to be relieved, but still, my calculation was to come. W. C. White. That is, you had such a burden for the work here that you were willing to come. Sister White. That is it. W. C. White. In feebleness of health, and to the detriment of your other work. Sister White. It was in view of my work and the extra tax that they thought it would not be best for me to come. It was not intended as a slight or anything like that, but it was in consideration of my health and all the work at home. C. Santee. There is an evident need for some place to be secured for restaurant work. There are hundreds of people coming west each day, and the number is increasing even in this slack time of the year. We have almost as many now as during the tourist months of the year, and some place will have to be provided for them. Looking at it in this way, the doctor has been figuring on how to meet this demand at the least expense. And then again, our bakery work has been quite a heavy expense. The question with us is, would it be advisable to put up another building of the size contemplated? We don't know, and we want counsel. Sister White, do you mean before this was put up, or as it stands now? Are you talking about what has been done in putting up buildings, or still further buildings? C. Santee. Putting up a building now, on Hill and Second Streets. Moran. It is the same matter that we talked over up north. W. C. White. Just let her see your plans so that she may know what we are talking about, the plans for the Hill Street property. Sister White. Is that the plan that you showed me before? Moran. It is the same building, but the plan you saw was one I sketched off myself. This is a plan that the architects got up. This is not necessarily just what we want, but it will give you something of an idea. This building would give us 75 rooms. We have about 40 rooms now. Sister White. What would you occupy it with? Moran. Restaurant, first floor. Medical offices and treatment rooms, second floor. Whatever rooms we have above that, for guests. Sister White. With the light that I have had in regard to sanitariums where the sick are to be treated, I cannot give one word of counsel about huddling in the city. I cannot do it myself, and yet it may look very different to others. But with the light that I have, I could not advise placing a building in the city. You are out of the city, I know. You are out at one side. That changes the proposition somewhat. But further than that, I could not say. I could not give you any advice. You will have to arrange that among yourselves, because I could not give advice to build a sanitarium in any city. I could not do it, because it has been so distinctly laid before me that when a sanitarium is built, it must be located where it can accomplish the end in view, the object for which it is established. The object that we have in view is not to get money, particularly. It is to get souls, to take those who are suffering with disease and place them in the best position possible for the recovery of health. We have no confidence in drug medication. God wants us to be out where we can have the advantages of nature in every respect, in the air and in the scenery. If we can get a place that is completed or partially finished, that will be better than to put up a large building just now, when we know that the end is near, and every city is to be turned upside down every way. There will be confusion in every city. Everything that can be shaken is to be shaken, and we do not know what will come next. The judgments will be according to the wickedness of the people and the light of truth that they have had. If they have had the truth, according to that light will be the punishment. Christ pronounced his woes on the cities that had had most of his instruction. That is why I am so afraid of their putting up a great building in Battle Creek, or in any place where the truth has been known for years. To receive from the people that have not accepted the truth money to help build up the sanitarium, I can see no light in it. Here, you may say, the light has not been shining so long. No, it has not, but still the word has come that sanitarium should be located out of the cities. God has a purpose in that. He told the children of Israel that when the plague should come, they must go out of the Egyptians' houses into their own houses. For if they were found mingled with the Egyptians, they would be destroyed with them. They must be a separate people. So our institutions should have every advantage possible, not as far as grand buildings are concerned, but in location. The buildings are not half as much consequence as the space and grounds around a sanitarium. It is the sanitarium that should have the fruits, the flowers, every advantage to call out, "Well, I have written it. You have had it. It is just as forcible now as when I wrote it." I see nothing to change my mind in regard to Los Angeles on these points. They do not know what they are about in Oakland or San Francisco, in entertaining all the foreigners that come there. These foreigners are laying their plans, what they will do, just as in the case of Hezekiah and the Babylonians. Hezekiah thought it was going to give him influence to show the ambassadors all his treasures and advantages. But they went away and began to plan what they would do. They would have those advantages for themselves. The work in Battle Creek is after the same order. The leaders in the sanitarium have mingled with unbelievers, admitting them to their councils, more or less. But it is like going to work with their eyes shut. They lack the discernment to see what is going to break upon us at any time. There is a spirit of desperation, of war and bloodshed, and that spirit will increase until the very close of time. Just as soon as the people of God are sealed in their foreheads, it is not any seal or mark that can be seen, but a settling into the truth, both intellectually and spiritually, so they cannot be moved. Just as soon as God's people are sealed and prepared for the shaking, it will come. Indeed, it has begun already. The judgments of God are now upon the land to give us warning, that we may know what is coming.